The Children's Theater of Cincinnati is presenting Elf the Musical Junior, running December 10th through the 18th. And joining me in the studio is Artistic Director and Show Director, Roderick Justice. Welcome, Roderick.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Elf the Musical Junior, of course, is based on the movie that was so popular several years ago with Will Ferrell, Elf. Tell us a little bit about the story.
Well, the story follows the movie very closely with a few added special features and songs. But if you don't know the film, it's about a orphan boy who stumbled into Santa's sack and the elves raise him to be one of their own. But unfortunately, he grows up much taller than the elves and now is on a journey to find his real family.
The movie, of course, had a lot of very fun moments and comedy, and I'm sure that this is going to be chock full of comedy. But you say there's some extra items or extra scenes in it.
Yeah, extra scenes and extra songs to make it, of course, a big, flashy, spectacle musical for the holidays. So there's some great musical numbers, like the character Jovi, who was portrayed in the film by Zooey Deschanel, sings I Never Fall in Love with an Elf. And when they are pitching this story to his father's publishing company, he tells his own story in a song called The Story of Buddy the Elf, which is hilarious all around.
Now, Elf the Musical Junior, we should say, is specifically designed for family audiences of all ages.
Yes, and it's in a packaged, tight, one-hour production, so it's very, very convenient for those little ones whose attention span may only be comfortable for an hour.
Now, recently we've seen the phenomenon of the junior musicals, musicals that are based on original musicals or other sources that are designed specifically for younger audiences. Tell us a little bit more about what a junior musical is.
Well, the junior musical was developed to satisfy the need for young audiences whose attention span might not be able to handle a full musical.
The Children's Theater in Cincinnati is always on the lookout, becoming more and more inclusive for audiences of all ages. And now there's another audience that the Children's Theater of Cincinnati is reaching out to with sensory-friendly productions. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, our sensory-friendly performances are geared to those who may be able to enjoy the performances but aren't able to go into a public setting. Maybe their caretakers don't feel comfortable taking them out into a public audience because they may make noise or they may not be able to sit through the entire performances, so they may be up and down. This is a place that we've developed where it's a judgment-free zone that all of our children with sensory issues may be able to enjoy live theater.
What will be some of the differences that audiences may see with a sensory-friendly production?
The sound level will be held below 90 decibels. Our house lights will remain at 30%. And any special effects that may be strobing or light shining into the audience, those would be eliminated for this production.
Now, of course, with this story, you've got a story about a young man trying to find his family, but also still wanting to maintain what he's learned from the family that raised him. This is sort of a very happy, friendly, holiday message kind of musical. What are some of the things you're hoping audiences will take away from it?
Well, it is a very, very stressful time in our country right now. So I told the cast when we started, I said, the audiences are going to need this holiday cheer. So if anything, we want people to be coming out smiling, appreciating each other, and feeling the holiday spirit.
Now, as a director of a piece that has such an iconic presence in our current culture, what was it like to direct your cast? Were they bringing in things that they'd seen in the movie? Were you working to make a different kind of feel? What were some of the challenges?
I think the biggest challenge is balance, making sure that our audience gets what they are going to expect, those iconic moments from the film, but also making sure that each actor owns it and lives in the moment and makes sure that each moment is honest.
Now, of course, the movie has a number of what would be considered, at the very least, challenging scenes for the stage, especially towards the end with Santa's sleigh. Any heads up on some of the special effects we might see?
Oh, yeah, sure. Santa's sleigh does lift off the ground, but I can't tell you how that happens. It's the magic of theater, but we will get to see a silhouette of Santa flying across the stage at the end.
Now, every year, the Children's Theater of Cincinnati's holiday production is also an opportunity for people to make donations to the St. Joseph Orphanage. Tell us a little bit about this program that you partner with Q102 on.
Yes, in our lobby, we welcome anyone that has gifts, toys, packaged toys unwrapped to drop them off in the barrels located in our lobby. We really appreciate it, and so do they.
Obviously, with a show like this, it's going to be a very large cast, and there's very specific requirements for them. Who are some of the people that we're going to see on stage for this production?
One of my favorite actors here in Cincinnati is Mr. James Jones. He's been on our stages and as well as other stages around the city. He plays Buddy the Elf, and he does so with such honesty and cheer. It's infectious.
How about the love interest, the young lady?
Hannah Gregory plays Jovi, and she's also been on our stages before and around the city. She plays it with such spite and venom for the character that needs to happen. She's very anti-Christmas cheer, but it's wonderful to see her journey at the end when she is infected with all of this holiday cheer that Buddy brings to her life.
One of my favorite parts of the movie is Buddy's dietary affinities. He likes putting together all sorts of super sweet, things. I mean, syrup and Lucky Charms and every sweet thing. Is that included in this production?
It is not included as far as that specific wording he does say in his letter when he runs away from home. He leaves a note on an Etch-A-Sketch of all things. That he says he's sorry for putting the maple syrup in the DVD player.
All right. Now, this is about midway through the season for the Cincinnati Children's Theater. You still have several productions coming up. What can we look forward to in the new year?
Well, up next is The Wizard of Oz, directed by Mr. Ken Jones, the director of the School of the Arts in Northern Kentucky. And we also have Disney's Tarzan, which will be a high-flying, swinging jungle adventure. And we're very excited for the next season, and that will be coming out very, very soon.
With regards to your selections for the seasons, what are some of the things that Children's Theater looks for in bringing productions to Cincinnati audiences?
Well, we think it's very important to listen to your audience. So we do take polls. We also look for material that is relevant, that speaks to the children as well as the children and at heart, like you and I. And we look for things that will be able to be entertaining as well as educational. So we call it edutainment.
And of course, the Children's Theater continues to perform at the Taft Theater downtown.
Yes.
Sort of your home base.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of homes, you're now into about 6 months, 7 months into your new facility out in Madisonville.
Yes. We have a great new facility with 8 drama, dance, and voice studios, as well as our costume shop and our ticket office and our main stage rehearsal studios. So our new TCT Academy classes will be registering soon, where you can learn what we do up on the stage.
And these are classes specifically for children, teens. Who are you offering classes for?
Well, we have classes for every age group. So we have a toddler's Mommy and Me class. We have intermediate class levels, as well as I think we're starting to offer yoga classes for adults.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Roderick Justice, Artistic Director of the Children's Theater of Cincinnati, as well as Director of Elf the Musical Junior, running at the Taft Theater, December 10th through the 18th. For more information on the Children's Theater production of Elf the Musical Jr. and the further productions this season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Thank you for joining us, Roderick.
Thank you, Jim.
This is Jim Stump.